Our March Small Studio Sessions performer is Megan Christine Martin. She just released her second album, an EP called Breaking Points. She performed several of the tunes in our small studio, along with her dad, well-known Indianapolis musician John Martin. After the session, they sat down to talk with WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer.
25-year-old Megan Christine Martin grew up around music. Her dad is longtime Indianapolis musician John Martin, and he often joins his daughter playing the dobro and guitar.
I'm used to being the backup musician, so that role isn't really a challenge. I just have to every once in a while go, "It's my kid." You know, kind of put the pride away a little bit and, you know, get to work.
I guess, yeah, in the end, we're musicians and we're here to be performers.
She
Megan didn't plan on making music a career, but a gift from dad changed all of that.
When I was, I think, 18, 19, dad gave me a ukulele, and I was kind of messing around with it. It was right after I graduated high school, and I was like, well, now what? And I was going to school, but I was, you know, I was bored because I was in marching band in high school. I played flute and piccolo, and I was like, well, I need to do something different. I don't want to just be done because, you know, you get that sense of community, and then after high school it was over, and I was like, well, I need that again. I need the music.
I used to hide in the corners of the house, listening into conversations.
Megan believes in creative growth and makes it part of her daily practice.
I have several different hobbies. I knit, I sew, and it's just always something new. And if it's attractive to me, I'm like, okay, I want to learn how to do that.
That enthusiasm has rubbed off on her dad as well.
There are things I did with Syndicato, and I've performed with other audiences where it's like, oh, well, Megan's doing this. Why can't I do that? Or did I do that and I forgot about it? But yeah, it just makes me think about what I'm doing and the choices I'm making musically.
This year, Megan will be performing with a variety of local musicians, and in the future,
outside of the city, I hope to one day be working with Brandi Carlile. Saw her at the Grammys. That was amazing.
Yeah. Well, did you get to meet her, or just you were performing
sort
at the same
of
show?
It was at Floyd Fest like 3 or 4 years ago.
Virginia.
Yes, in Virginia. We did a little ukulele kids show, and she happened to be there with her wife and her daughter. The daughter was maybe, it looked like a little toddler running around, and I didn't know whose kid it was, but there's a bunch of kids running around, and this kid's got a little phone. I'm like, who do you belong to? And like ran around like in front of me, and then I look over, and her mom is Brandi and Brandi's wife, but they're over there, and Brandi kind of smiles at me, and I was like, okay. I was sort of in shock and just kept on walking. Like, it's okay. She may have seen me perform. I don't know.
For Small Studio Sessions and WFYI News, I'm Jill Dittmeyer.
I didn't want to say goodbye. Didn't want to turn and cry. What am I? Oh, please just let me have. Now that you're gone, I feel like I have.
See Megan Christine Martin's small studio session and hear more of Jill's conversation with Megan and her dad at WFYI.org/small studio. Megan will be performing with singer-songwriter Elin Jewell at Hi-Fi in Fountain Square on March 14th. On April 5th, she'll play at a Patsy Cline tribute show at Duke's Indie on the city's south side.